KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered light rain this morning and a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, sheriff's officials in Adams County report a man from Union County was arrested just after 8 p.m. Wednesday on drug charges. Adams County deputies had conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle near the intersection of Quince Avenue and 190th Street. And upon further investigation, arrested Keaton Morris of Creston for operating while intoxicated, first offense, drug-related, and possession of a controlled substance. Morris was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup said Wednesday evening that a 14-year-old juvenile was taken into custody as the result of an investigation into an incident that occurred at the Sydney High School. Deputies were called to the high school in reference to the threat of a shooting that was made at the school by the juvenile and immediately isolated the student upon their arrival. The juvenile was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs and charged with threats of terrorism. The student's name was not released. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office continues to work with the Fremont County Attorney's Office, juvenile court officials, and Sydney schools in connection with the matter. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that early this morning, Fremont County deputies arrested 26-year-old Courtney Bartles of Hamburg. Bartles was taken into custody on a valid warrant in the 1900 block of Park Street in Hamburg. She was charged with delivery of a controlled substance to a minor and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where her cash-only bond was set at $25,000. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office Wednesday evening said on their social media page that area authorities are on the lookout for a black male and female that are going around selling hotel coupons. They're driving a newer maroon Suburban or Yukon. A similar vehicle has been spotted at near locations of recent residential burglaries in Montgomery County. Officials say that if you see the individuals, please do not approach them and contact your local law enforcement agency immediately. You can see a picture of those suspects and their vehicle under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And on a related note, two burglaries in Montgomery County are under investigation. Authorities say both burglaries, which are believed to be connected, took place Tuesday sometime between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. at a location north of Villisca and northwest of Stanton. Among the items reported missing was cash, jewelry, and firearms. Authorities say at least two people were involved in the crimes, with one of the suspects possibly being a female. And the vehicle thought to be used by the suspects was described as being a full-size maroon or similar color SUV. It's believed those same people were involved in the Montgomery and Page County areas for the last few days and may have come into contact with residents in the rural setting. If you have contact with persons who may have stopped at a rural residence asking for assistance or anyone seeing unfamiliar vehicles, contact law enforcement immediately. Southwest Iowa residents, especially rural residents, should make sure their doors, windows, outbuildings, and vehicles are kept locked. The sheriff's office was assisted by the Red Oak Police Department in the gathering of their forensic evidence. Cass County Treasurer Tracy Marshall is reminding property owners in the county that second-half tax payments of real estate and mobile homes are now due. You can go online to pay your taxes at www.iowatreasurers.org. Credit and debit cards are accepted with a convenience fee. Deadline for payments without penalty is Monday, April 2nd. Payments with a postmark of April 2nd will be accepted without penalty. And the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is warning businesses that there is a company that is posing as the chamber, calling area businesses asking if they need to update their chamber information. The caller requests personal information of some form. Chamber officials say it is not the chamber making those calls. The calls are coming from 712-986-7018. If you receive a call from that number, ignore it and don't give out any information. The State Historical Society has launched an information hub it calls the Local History Network. The network is designed to help connect dozens of local organizations with information about grants as well as free expert advice for projects to preserve community history.
And the network also offers online toolkits to guide participants through specific challenges, from how to care to textiles to how to write a good grant application.
That's Susan Claver, the administrator of the State Historical Society. Tova Brandt from the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn is chairwoman of the State Historical Society Board of Directors. She said this project has been several years in the making.
One of the best things about the new local history network is about how it can boost some of the historical activities that are already taking place in communities across Iowa. So much of the day-to-day work of county and local history museums is done by volunteers who have a passion for telling their local stories and ensuring that photographs, documents, oral histories, and artifacts are preserved for future generations.
In our funeral announcements, Wayne Eugene Ellsbury, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wayne Ellsbury will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jack Lamb, age 55, of Redfield, died Sunday. A memorial gathering in celebration of the life of Jack Lamb will be held from noon until 2 p.m. today at the Redfield American Legion Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter is in charge of the arrangements. Dan Anderson, age 71, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dan Anderson will be tomorrow at 9:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Raymond Wilverding, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Ray Wilverding will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maggie Jo Zager, age 5, of Audubon, died Sunday in South Dakota. Funeral services for Maggie Zager will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has the arrangements. Ada Goshorn, age 101, of Messina, died Sunday in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Ada Goshorn will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Ralph Huffman, Jr., age 88, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Ralph Huffman, Jr. will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robert Bob Gale Van Meter, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Bob Van Meter will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joni Bauer, age 56, of Exira, died March 11th. A celebration of life gathering for Joni Bauer will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Gary Hans Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died January 10th in Omaha. A memorial service for Gary Christensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norma Thomas Bell Peterson, age 95, of Audubon, died March 16th at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Norma Peterson will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Lester Arbach, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Lester Arbach will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Les Geyer, age 70, of Hancock, died at his home Wednesday. A visitation with the family of Les Geyer is from 2 until 5 p.m. on Sunday at the Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.